This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today is Akshay Bansal, an author and founder of Hero, a tech and lifestyle brand. Akshay has worked on various AI projects and currently building Hero, an edge device, which will transform how we learn new motion skills like martial arts, train and work out via plug and play solution. As Akshay put it, Hero will be the gateway to metaverse in future. Akshay, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Same here, Maria.
Oh my God. I the whole metaverse conversation is a whole different thing. I just can't wait to dive into that. Yeah, and for you to build something that's going to be our gateway, that's just, I can't wait to dive into our conversation. But before we begin, I love starting out with, what inspired you to do what you're doing? What was the why behind?
So I started in my engineering days, I attended a conference and I hooked towards entrepreneurship and, latest technologies. Although I belongs to a family business background, but I like new technologies and the emerging technology. So I started learning about these, started watching documentaries and all these things, observing startups and AI, technology. So I, started to build some teams and, build some products, have some hands-on experience on the technology and builds various products. Then I found that, the Web 3.0 is the future. Everything we will be going to do is in the metaverse itself, whether it's work, whether it's, education. Most importantly, we will be doing fitness and the gaming. Because, the fitness, online fitness industry is growing. So I thought that there is a problem, right now it's very difficult to, work out at home. So we found a solution with Hero.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about your background. What did you study in school?
So I did my chemical engineering, but from my 10th standard, I was, into the computers only. I learned a few languages, built some few programs. Although I'm not a coder right now, I'm a business person only, but since then I love technology. And then after my BTech days, I did my MBA.
Nice.
In entrepreneurship itself. From there itself, my journey started because, in my MBA classes, I missed the, emerging things, trendy things and, innovative business models. So I learned so many concepts, books like Exponential Organization, all these things I learned outside my school. And that's inspired me to write a new book, which is The Innovation Age.
That I was going to say that. How do you make time? Oh my God, you're an author as well. So tell us a little bit about the book.
So when after my college, I was, super hungry towards, new knowledge and new trends, new business model. I read so many books, it makes me, from the inside, I, write so many articles about my insight and all these things. I found that there is a link between all these articles. So I bundle up in a book. So for example, in future, everything will be automated, right? So what humans will be doing is the creative work. Although AI is also getting creative, but it's not, human creativity is different. It's from, because we are connected to the super intelligence.
So let's talk a little bit about Web 3.0 and the metaverse. I think a lot of people are still very unclear about that. And they're just like, oh yeah, Web 3.0 is not for me, whatever. It's like way too advanced. But just like Web 2.0, we all had to get into the social media and all of that, So what advice do you have for people who are clueless of what it is, how to begin understanding and learning about all this besides buying your book, which please remind us where we can purchase the book so we can learn more about everything you've put together.
Right, so it's on Amazon only, and I think I need to write an updated version because it's 5 years early ago only. Like what I understood about metaverse is, you know, it's like an internet, right? We have phase one internet, then we have phase two right now running, all the apps are running on it. But because of the advancement of, you know, interactive technology like AR and VR, we will be, you know, having an immersive experience. So immersive experience will be, you know, there will be a separate, I would say, separate metaverse only, so many words only. For example, there is a verse for education where an open source company will, you know, open the education land for, you know, all of us. So this is how we are interacting to each other and, you know, work together, doing things together. Internet is all about networking. So this will be, you know, more immersive and more interactive.
So when we think of companies that are selling products specifically on e-commerce at the moment, and if they want to get into the future of things, right, like the emerging platforms and so on, what are some things could they start doing to prepare for it? Is there anything they could do to prepare for it?
I think like anyone should, you know, subscribe to Google Alerts, read all the news, because this is the starting point. You can't understand the complex things right now. Even me is not a tech person, and I, you know, I'm also standing on the shoulder of giants only. So just read. That's it. And there are so many like media companies like yours are making the content so easy to consume. So it will be easy to, you know, consume about the, you know, it's necessary for everyone to consume content on these topics.
How can, let's say, our show, I guess, be different in the metaverse? Yeah, like so sometimes that's where I have I just started educating myself in metaverse and the centralized way, the way things are going to be. And I'm just trying to understand all of that. I love technology, but I've never, you know, I'm not a technical engineer. And so for me, it's a little bit difficult to tie in my real world with what's going to happen. But one thing that I've had a passion for since my time at New York Times, this was back in 2017, I ended up seeing an article that New York Times released, and it was about the cities of tomorrow. And it showed smart cities, how everything was, and you mentioned that already in the sense where you said everything's going to be automated, everything's going to be technology driven. And that article featured that it was all, everything was automated. These self-driving cars were driving on the street. Everything was just technology based. And that's what inspired me to start my marketing agency, because I was like, oh, I want to be doing, you know, advertising with these smart cities and think of how I can bring the communities. And then real life took place and I had to get clients who weren't really understanding that concept. And they were like, we just want you to do advertising on the radio. We just want you to do advertising on podcasts. Let's stick to that right now. And I was like, well, I want to start testing these concepts. So for the past 5 years, it's just been sleeping. Literally, the idea has just been put aside. And then lately, all of a sudden, when I started learning more about metaverse and Web 3.0, I was like, oh my God, my vision can come to reality with some of the things that can be done in metaverse. But I would love your thoughts on how some of the, how it can be done, I guess. And how can our, for example, podcast show be different in the metaverse?
So what I think is you can, like, right now, it's not, you know, democratic, the metaverse. We don't have the AR, VR glasses. VR glasses, I mean. So what I think is right now, like what other people are doing, have your own digital avatar and have a pre-recording and, you know, create an environment around you where you can digitally explain everything, whatever you want to explain. And so people will interact through VR glasses with your avatar. So it will be you real time explaining, but it's your avatar only.
Is there any technology that I can start investing in just to kind of get ahead of this?
So what I think is, initially for any technology, even it's IoT or something, slice up your business model, check which technology you can automate, because you can't develop the technology inside, right? You need to, one by one automate from other services, like SaaS-based companies are there. So you can see that, okay, with this part, I can automate first, and this part I can, interact. For example, what we are also doing in Web 2.0, we are working on deep motion technology in which whatever dance you are doing, your digital avatar will be by camera itself, by vision itself, camera will be also animating around those moves. So this is our first version which we are working on. So for example, what we are building in Hero, like it's a smart camera. It's like Alexa for vision, like Alexa is for verbal, we will be for vision. So Alexa, our product Hero will see you, and you can real time, without any sensors, because computer vision technology will be, it will be mind blowing in the future terms. It will disrupt the sensors as well. Like right now we have to wear sensors to, interact with the games and the screen. So based on the camera itself, you can enter into the metaverse place and interact with other people with your action, with the body language. That's why I am like, it might be naive, but telling it the gateway to the metaverse. That's my vision.
How can we, so tell me a little bit about your company, Hero. Like, is it available? Can we start using it? Like, just tell us all about it.
So right now, as I told you, we did several products together. Like me and five more people are there in my team. Like earlier, we were more people, like including interns. But now we focused on the core team and now focusing on this product only, the edge device. So I can't tell you more because we will be patenting the technology, the hardware. Initially we will be focusing on animating for the Web 2.0. Then we will be like deep motion technology will be empowering other businesses with the small applications. So, like we are building the backbone of the company right now.
When do you anticipate for it to be launched?
In 3 months, we will be doing the Kickstarter campaign to see the market response. So hopefully it will be by September, we are planning.
Will you be having any advertising options on your platform?
In future, yes.
Good, please let me know.
Interesting story. We will be open for other developers, just like Alexa has. So once once we'll developing the technology, then you can build your own skills. For example, you have some motion related skill, like you want to teach yoga. Then you fit through our device, through our feedback system, you can, more positively teach your audience in a better way, in an immersive way. So this is our vision. We want to be a platform for other developers to contribute and, serve to the world.
Speaking of that, that's something that I would be so interested in, because I do a lot of, I train my team a lot with different types of advertising that they could do. And lately I expanded that to some small business owners who can't really afford my agency. And they come to me and ask me all these questions, and I find myself teaching them how to do certain things. And it's not efficient with my time to spend that time, an hour with each person and do it. And so I started doing these video short tutorials where I kind of just record my screen and I walk them through the process of what to do, how to do it. And my face is on the screen at the lower bottom. but it's not engaging. I feel like they'll still come back to me and ask me questions, and it's still not as productive as it should be. Right. And so, you know, I'm curious to know if you can kind of dive deeper a little bit about how would teaching change into this, in this new world?
Like, I'm not an expert into it, but I tell you my idea, how can we make a immersive experience? Like for example, Facebook, you know, launched a service which they showed about metaverse and all these things. Same like you can also do with your audience. Not right on, you know, interacting on screen. You can interact with them through, you know, VR experience, like you are in the whole space. So that's where you can connect and, you know, more connected towards your audience. That's my thought only.
I love it. I can't wait for all of that technology to be accessible to all of us. I think, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people felt so lonely, even though Zoom was there, even though they could connect via everything. But there's definitely something to AI. And I know because my nephew got these goggles or whatever they're called.
VR glasses.
Yes. And I traveled to Rome and I was having so much fun in my bedroom. I was just like, oh my God, I'm in Rome. Yeah. I've been to Rome. So it was just like, I felt like I was really in Rome. And right. So, you know, obviously that goes into a whole different thing where it's like, is this real? Is this not? Like, is everything in life an illusion? Is everything, you know, it was just kind of trippy. Like, I was just like, this
is called, that's why it's called metaverse. It's like it's running by the computers only, but it's interactive. So that's why it's a marketing term, metaverse. So, but yeah, it's very interactive and it will change our course. Today only I met a person who is a CEO who built digital twins. So, you know, you can create your every house can have a digital twin. You can interact. So many things can be done. I mean, it's a new phase of productivity.
Is NFT going to be part of any of this at all? Or
not right now, because so many ideas we are working on. So we need to focus on, you know, the key problem and, you know, solving it, make it big, and then become a platform for the developers.
Yeah, and it's very smart that you're becoming the platform for other developers. I think you can help more people and kind of just grow it and scale it much, much bigger. Tell us a little bit about some of the, I guess, challenges that you deal with on a day-to-day basis as the founder of Hero, such an innovative company.
Most importantly, I think it's the pain point for every startup is team. If you have a good team, people is the only thing like a startup resembles. That's it. If your team is good, they can make a bad idea into a good one. But if team is bad, then they can, you know, ruin everything. So I think, you know, right now what is happening is these in our industry, in AI industry and in the IoT, people are spending so much in, you know, they can, you know, we are getting talent shortage. All the big companies can, you know, pay them much higher than us. And we are bootstrap company. We don't want to, you know, raise this time before launch. So that's why, you know, talent is the main challenge for us. And, you know, working remotely is okay if you have good people. They can coordinate, you know, they have the ethics to don't waste the time, company's time and all these things. This is the only thing I feel.
Talent is definitely a problem across every industry, it seems like now. And I'm not quite sure if it's the generations that we're dealing with that are just, you know, if it's the pandemic that affected them, or they just somehow think that they're going to have a universal salary that's going to come to them paid and they don't have to worry. I'm not sure. That's a whole different subject matter. And I have two daughters myself who are in high school right now. And I keep telling them, get into technology, try to figure out how, you know, what you can do in the technology space. That's the future. And you know, they're girls. So at the moment, they're just like, technology, God, it's, mom, it seems so complicated. But, you know, I highly encourage them to go that route. So I hope one of them at least will listen to me. Now, if we were to reconnect in 3 months, where do you, well, besides having Hero launched, what else do you hope that you could have? And is there anything that the listeners and I could do to support you to help you get there faster?
So, like, hopefully, once we'll be confident enough to launch our Kickstarter campaign, we will be needed so much support in terms of our early adopters and, you know, giving us feedback so that, you know, we can improve our product and, you know, utilize our vision. That's the main thing. That's the most important thing or help or support we can have.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.